Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone. I hope you can hear me okay. I just have my Skype going, and I'm hoping that it's coming through on your side. I'm so delighted to be here. This is our first show, and it's been in the works for a little while now. So I'm excited to just get started and share with you all this good information. I think I'm cutting out, so I'm hoping that you can hear this. If for some reason you cannot, I will replay this so that it comes through okay. And let's get started. So the first part of this show covers consciousness and spirituality topics. Every week we're going to look at something different. We're going to focus on something and look at it from a higher perspective and a new standpoint to incorporate it into your life and to look at how you can improve in some way and see situations as to why they are happening, why you are crossing paths with certain people, why behaviors are coming up, why there is a repetition and theme. All of this information is to assist you into being powerful and a master and to feel good about yourself. So those are some of the main threads you're going to hear with each show. The second half is going to be focused on astrology. I'm an astrologer. I love astrology. I get excited about the planets. So I'm going to share that information with you and talk about some current happenings and events. And we're going to apply it to your chart. I invite you to grab your astrological chart so that you can follow along. I'm going to go over the 12 different houses in an astrological chart as well as some angles that are important. And we're going to walk through how you can take what's happening now and apply it to you. Because there is a lot of information about the general trends and themes, but let's look at how it's affecting you and what that means and how you can make the most of it. As I have mentioned on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can grab a free chart at www.astro.com. You create a free account, enter in your birth time, birth date, and location. All of those details are important. If you cannot get your chart right now, no worries. You can get it at your convenience and then come back and listen to this show at around the 30-minute mark, and you'll be able to pick up with the information and apply it to your chart. So there's no rush if you don't have it right now. This information will be available. A little bit about me. I have been an astrologer, like I said, for studying about 20 years now. I can't believe it. I'm also a writer and an author. I have lots of writing projects going on right now, including one book that's coming out later this summer and my own spiritual memoir coming out in early 2013. My professional background has been in sales, marketing, and communications. I love it. I love everything related to communication, so it's been a real thrill to do more work in the digital realms for websites and online businesses. That's really been a fun learning experience. experience. And then I'm also a conscious channel, an intuitive. I receive information just throughout the day. Truthfully, we all do. We all receive information all the time. And it's like building a muscle. And the more you work that muscle and exercise it, the more you're opening up those gateways and channels to hearing deeper information. It's spiritual information to me, but I need it to be practical in some sense, and I need to sort of move it through my mental faculties. So for me, I am a conscious channel with intuitive skills, and sometimes I know what I'm saying, and sometimes I don't know what I'm saying. And afterwards, I'll say, oh, wow, that was really smart. I think that came through something bigger than me. I created the website ConsciousCoolChic.com over a year ago now, just as an inspiring space, initially for myself, but with the intention of sharing it with anyone who's listening, anyone who is looking for wisdom, channeled messages, astrology, affirmations, quotes. I have some free resources on there, some free weekly workshops, all kinds of good stuff. So this radio show was in the works for a little over a while, a year, because I just had so much information to share that I wanted to speak, but it wasn't time, and that was a gut-level feeling. It wasn't time, and I'm glad I held off and waited, because, you know, sometimes we have to let things germinate and marinate and really grow, and I'm glad I trusted that, because now it feels like the right time. So thank you for being here. And I'm going to let you know some other good things as they come up. What's interesting about this show is that there's a lot of information that came through about consciousness and a lot to share with you. My style of sharing might be a little different than other teachers you've heard and worked with. I just share in a normal voice as I'm speaking with you. And I don't always preface my messages by saying, oh, this is from guidance, or oh, this is from my team. I just like to share it. So you as the listener will discern what is right for you and what is connecting with you and where you are right now. Also, I want to point out that there are people listening here who may not be familiar at all with what spirit guides are or what angels are, or that they have people around them. These invisible teams supporting them. And likewise, there are people listening who are masters at communicating with their teams and masters at understanding this information, and you're very comfortable with it. So I just want to recognize that this is a convergent zone of different levels of spiritual understanding, and that that will come through at times. So take what connects with you, leave the rest, and everyone is welcome. If you're here for, I trust it's for a reason, and I hope that there's information here that is beneficial for you. My philosophy around consciousness and spirituality is that it's a buffet. It's a buffet of information. It's a buffet of ideas, and that we each have a plate, and we serve ourselves what we prefer. We scoop out what we like, what we adore, what we want more of. And everything we choose to put on our plate is about nourishing ourselves. And as we're each holding our plate, everyone else is going to look a little different. And everyone else is going to have something slightly off, maybe the perception that it's off or that that isn't what I would choose. Or maybe you find someone who has everything that you have, only they have more of this quantity, or they have less of this over here. And we have trained ourselves to evaluate that. And I think that time is over. I think that time of evaluating what nourishes ourselves is done, if we choose it to be, because there is so much goodness in everything. And that we need to really own that and say, this is what nourishes me. This is what I prefer. This is what works for me. And I accept that what you have is exactly the same for you. We don't always hear those messages. Here in the United States, we're in a political season, and we're used to campaigns. We're used to people campaigning for agreement and giving us messages about right and wrong and yes and no, and there really is not a spectrum of allowing more choices, more options, and allowing every person to select what works for them. So I view consciousness and spirituality with the idea that every person is able to choose what they need, and every person is perfectly equipped for serving themselves on their own plate what they need at that time, and that this will change and this will evolve or not, and that that's fine. And I come from that perspective, and I really wanted to start with that so that, you know, you can take what you need and what you want and leave the rest, and that we're moving away from the judgment, the evaluation, the analyzing, all those qualities that really don't serve us in the long run. Because the beauty is that there is room for many, many different recipes and flavors and tastes and ingredients in a buffet. So that is where the show is going. That's what the show is about. And I hope that that helps you understand that it's not about agreement. It's about acceptance and allowing and the power of that and the beauty of that. And, oh, wow, what are you trying? I've never tried that before. I would love to give it a sample. That is the premise and philosophy of this show. So as we're talking about consciousness, it helps to start with a general idea. What is consciousness? What is an agreed-upon definition? Well, what I like about this topic is that it could be many things, but essentially it's an energy that expands, that never stops, never dies, never has a start and a finish. Consciousness is an energy that grows, and it's essentially soul energy. It's timeless and endless, and it is the expanding, growing, essential nature of you. You are consciousness. You are expanding consciousness when you choose. You are timeless. You are endless, and you are beyond physical realms. So I find that consciousness is such a broad and almost ethereal topic to describe because it's everything. So what we're going to talk about now is how you are composed of consciousness. Consciousness creates your version of now. Your consciousness creates your version of here and what you have around you, what you've created in your life, your relationships, your job, your thoughts. It's everything within you, and it's everything beyond you. How about that? Pretty much includes everything. And that's why I find it to be such a fascinating topic, because there's so much more to explore and discover, and I think that is the essence of being a soul, is that we are always growing and we are always going in new directions, and the possibilities and potentials are limitless. When I was first looking into this field, I was always looking for benchmarks and finish lines and goals, and I had that very focused mentality of, okay, once I do this, then I've arrived here, and then I can start something new. And in a sense, that's true, but in a sense, we are always moving beyond any goals, any markers. If your goal post is straight ahead, you can move up. You can go up instead of horizontal, and you are still growing. You are still expanding. So I find that goals are a very linear way of looking at life. They are needed. They provide motivation. They give us something to focus on. It's not about good or bad. It's just that we're so much bigger than that. And I find that really exciting, that we're bigger than a goal or a finish line or an end zone using all kinds of sports terminology. Don't let me give you the wrong impression. I'm not huge on sports. But that's what it is. I mean, that's actually a really good comparison, is to look at sports and how we exert ourselves to reach a goal, and yet the possibilities to be beyond anything on the field. So when we're talking about consciousness, every part of your being is composed of this energy. Your physical body has a consciousness. Your stomach has the consciousness to digest food for you and then request one more piece of pizza or cupcake or whatever you need. I go through that regularly. I do need one more cupcake. Your physical body is composed of muscles that understand that their purpose is to make your body move and stretch and grow. Every single cell in your body is composed of consciousness. And it is innately aware of what its purpose is. Your mental field, your mental energy, is also composed of consciousness. Your ego resides in your mental energy. And this may be the part of your being that requires the most effort at increasing consciousness, because we are inundated with ego energy and ego programming. It's something that we don't always recognize, but when you do start to recognize it, light bulbs go off, aha moments happen, because you see where your ego has been driving the show. Your ego is your mental consciousness. So this is an area that we could have a lot of discussions about, because we have so much ego energy in our cultures, in our world, that we're really surrounded by it. But what I find exciting is that it's also the area where we have so much potential. There's so much room to take the ego energy and evolve it and grow it. So, again, we're getting away from looking at anything being good and bad. It's about the potential, the unlimited possibilities of every part of us. Your spiritual awareness is obviously about consciousness. There are different types and levels, I guess you could say, of spiritual awareness. There are different ways you can demonstrate your spiritual consciousness. This goes back to the buffet that I mentioned, which is that you select what nourishes you. You choose what works for you. And whatever you need at that time is wonderful. And when you are looking for something more, if you're looking to expand in your spiritual awareness, if you're looking to try out new ways of thinking and understanding in whatever ways you need, those possibilities are also there. So spiritual awareness is really probably the one field that we associate the most with consciousness, because it has so much potential and variety. But everything is consciousness. Every thought, idea, possibility, dream, all of those are part of our spiritual consciousness, because those thoughts, ideas, dreams, possibilities all begin in spiritual form before they come into physical form. So everything you are, quote unquote, you are spiritually, is what you can be physically, is what you can create in your life. There has been a huge explosion of this understanding in the past 5 years or so, which, wow, that's just inspiring and cool, and people doing so much good work in the world to communicate the power of thought, the power of your mind, the power of what you do. It's amazing. It's been going on longer than 5 years, but I would say the past 5 to 6 years especially, it's been a bit more mainstream. Globally, there is not a very high level of people practicing consciousness. My feeling is that it's probably 10% of the global population that's conscious, 10% could be high. And that's just based on guidance I've received and some general feelings. I don't have any data to support that. But just looking at what is happening in the world, consciousness is increasing, but it still got a ways to go. So if you are here listening, that is exciting to me, that there is interest in this topic and that there's a willingness to hear more information and to grow in these ways. The collective consciousness, meaning those who are conscious, are creating really great shifts. It could be underground. You might not always see it. You might not always notice it on Facebook or in the mainstream media at all. But the collective that is conscious is really laying down powerful groundwork and foundation right now. And if you're listening to this, you're part of that, because the fact that you're even listening to this show or have interest in this topic demonstrates an increase in consciousness. What's also fascinating is that the collective unconscious is also creating right now. And that is what you'll see in mainstream media and probably in most of your daily life, is that the collective unconscious is also creating their experiences. And this is all part of the grand game of free will. And every person is creating in some form in their life. And the choices, the free will choices, are you creating consciously or are you creating unconsciously? What do you want in your life? What do you want to experience? One area of consciousness that I find really fascinating and also peaceful, brought me a lot of peace, is understanding the cycle of consciousness. We are each in our own phases, timelines, and speeds of consciousness. Every individual is in their own cycle. They have their own speed at which they learn, they make changes, they take action in their life. They're on their own timeline, meaning someone could be experiencing a cycle right now that to you feels really foreign or you can't relate to it because it's like they're literally off in another dimension. That's because they are on a different timeline. And then there's these different phases where we have these collective understandings of how life should unfold. For example, you go to school, graduate from school, you're single, you get married, buy a house, you have kids, you work your job, you retire. Okay, obviously there's some things that come up in between. But that is the general expectation of a society. That's all changing now. That's been changing for a long time, but now it's becoming more noticeable where maybe you don't go to school and you get married, or maybe you don't get married at all and you have four kids, or you choose what is appearing to be outside societal expectations, but it's perfect for you. And that is where consciousness is changing, and we're changing these phases and possibilities and breaking out of the mold. It's essential to remember that there is no judgment around how quickly or slowly someone moves in their consciousness timeline, because we each choose what is best for us at a soul level. As a soul, you know what you need to grow, and you know how that needs to transpire for you. Some people are going to be very fast. I feel like I've always been a very fast learner. I'm impatient. I like change. I want variety. I get impatient with people who aren't as fast as me, and I've really done a lot of release and letting go around that, because I realized that I chose certain things for myself as a soul that were right for me, but I am in no position to judge somebody else and what they need as a soul and what is best for them. So it's so important to just give ourselves that understanding that what you need is exactly right for you, and you don't have to have those expectations of others. Your cycle of consciousness will not be duplicated in the world. You will not be duplicated. You will have friends who will be alongside you sometimes. You may have a partner who is, you know, pacing you for the long run. You might have other people in your life that come in and out of your life at different phases and timelines because they are in a similar place, but no one is going to duplicate your cycle of consciousness. And that's so cool. That is just amazing to me, because think of all we can do. Think of all the energies happening in the world at the same time. There's overlapping energies. There's balancing energies. Everything is in place in a very divine way. And it's so perfect. It's so perfect. And related to your cycle of consciousness is the understanding that it's really important to listen to your energetic needs as they are brought to your attention. For example, if you're feeling the need to make a job change and you're looking around at other people, maybe trying to take a pulse on other changes happening, and you're trying to figure out if it's yes or no and stop and go, if it's coming to your awareness that a job change would be really good for you right now, that is your consciousness tuning you in to one of your soul cycles. It's saying, hey, there's an opening here. Maybe I'm not going to show you what the exact job is, but it's coming, and I want you to be ready. So listening to your energetic needs as they are brought to your attention is essential for honoring and loving yourself as a soul. It's so important. It probably takes practice because you'll get interference from your mental ego mind. But the point is that you need to honor what is right for you and trust that. Trust it, trust it, trust it. It won't be duplicated in the other in the world. It's not being duplicated right now. And I think we are looking for safety before we take leaps and make big changes. And yet, the mentality of looking for safety is based on the idea that you would not be safe. But you are always safe at a soul level. You are always taken care of. You are always going to be okay, because that is your natural essence. So listening to our cycles of consciousness and knowing we are safe changes the game, I think. It changes what you could do in your life and how you see yourself and everything you can offer. And it's so needed. It's so needed at this time. And I really hope that this message and this idea sinks in a bit, because we are accustomed to looking for validation from others, acknowledgement, and those, that's great. I'm not taking away from the fact that we do need that. Our human selves need that at times, but you're so much bigger than that. And understanding that your consciousness is really valuable right now is incredibly empowering. Even just affirming that within your own mental framework. Maybe you don't make that your Facebook update, although that's great if you do. But, you know, sometimes we just need to give ourselves the acknowledgement, validation that we're looking for externally. Just give it to yourself and just validate, my cycle of consciousness is perfect for me right now. I am powerful, and I am sharing and doing everything I can the best of my ability. And just having that awareness, repeating that within your own mind, can really start to plant some very cool seeds. The one thing I like about consciousness is that it reminds me of the ocean. Waves of the ocean. Repetition of ebb and flow and ebb and flow. There's contraction and expansion, in and out. And we are designed to follow that same pattern. We are 80% water. And there is no state of human beingness without motion. We are motion. So when we tap into our higher consciousness, we will ebb and flow. And that is normal and expected and divine. You will have amazing days and uplifting moments, and then you might go through the contractions that take away something, that are energetic clearing, that bring you a cold or a sore throat, could experience emotional upheavals. All of this is the ebb and flow of being a conscious, divine human. It's normal. And I think that in the past maybe 10 to 15 years, there's been this huge focus on love, light, and bliss, and I'm just going to be happy. I'm going to be happy for this person. I'm going to be happy about this. And if that's worked for you, that's really great. But I think that for most people, it's taken them off course from authenticity. It's taken us away from the fact that, you know, we're supposed to go through these emotional feelings. We're supposed to have great days and a little tougher days. We're supposed to be this full expansion of ourselves. And just being happy, whatever that might mean for you, is just, you know, one little part of it. And as you grow in your consciousness, you understand that everything is acceptable because it all plays a role. It all has something to offer, and it's all valuable in the peace it brings to humanity. Looking again at the ocean, you know, the ocean, when the ocean tides go out, it always brings new treasures to the beach. Walking along the beach after a fresh tide is one of the most amazing times. All the sand dollars and shells and beautiful glimmers on the sand, it's a really special time. So when you're feeling anything being extracted from your life and being taken away, it's just the tide is going out to bring you something fresh and new and dazzling. And that's just, I found that for myself to be a very good affirming thought. Because being human is a very exciting journey, and there's confusion at times. But I found that within the confusion, there's also consciousness, and there's also an awareness that can be tapped into. I'm looking at the time, and it's already been half an hour. So I'm going to look at one more point here, and then we're going to move on to the astrology section. The final point I want to offer that I think is very important is that we can look at consciousness and spirituality, even astrology, and some people will think it doesn't include God. Where does God fit into this? I received some tweets and stuff about what I believe in, and people have been very polarizing in their remarks. And where does God fit in? It has been crucial to our development as humans on this planet, as through all cultures, God has come in. And what I have found to be a truth is that it's up to you. God is your answer. For centuries, there's been a lot of information offered about what to believe and what is right and what is wrong and what is these very potentially narrow definitions of what God is. For me, what I'm comfortable with is the understanding that God is everything, everywhere, everyone. It's God is a soul, energy. God is consciousness. God is bigger than anything. And that's the answer that works for me. And that doesn't mean it has to work for anyone else, but that's what I'm comfortable with, because including God as part of my equation feels awesome and peaceful and really good for me. And that is what I have control over. So as I'm sharing this information, for me, everything includes God. But what works for you is your answer. And it's equally important, because it goes back to that buffet of what you serve yourself, of what you need to feel nourished. And I think that that is a really crucial component to this discussion, because I don't think it's about excluding anything. I think it's about making the hug, stretching our arms a little wider to include everything. I'm going to take a brief drink here, just a moment. And I'm going to move on over to the astrology part of this. And I hope you have your chart handy. As I said before at the beginning of the show, you can go to www.astro.com to get your chart. And I want to briefly describe what the chart looks like. When I'm looking at an astrological chart, it's a circle with 12 slices of pie in it. And in that circle, you are going to have a main horizontal line going through the middle and a vertical line. Depending on the creator of the chart, sometimes that vertical line is a little slanted. But what we're going to start with is looking at that main horizontal line running through your chart. It's called the ascendant when you're looking at the left side of the circle, okay? And maybe your chart will say ASC, which stands for ascendant or rising sign. And that's important because that is the beginning of the first house in your astrological chart, the first house. Then, as you move around the chart, you're going to go down, okay? So the first house, then you go down the second house, and then down to the third house, and then the fourth house, fifth house, and sixth house are going to start to go up on the right side of your chart and meet up with that main horizontal line again. And within this full chart, there are 12 different houses, 12 slices of the pie. And I want to talk about the solar eclipse in Gemini that we just experienced on Sunday. It was at 0 degrees of Gemini. And what we're going to do is find Gemini in your astrological chart. I put the glyph of what Gemini looks like on the Blog Talk Radio radio show. It's like a slideshow. You know, it rotates through different pictures. The Gemini glyph looks like two pillars, and then a bottom line and a top line. Gemini is the sign of the twins, so it's a duality sign. And what you want to do is find those two pillars in your chart, and we're looking for the 0 degree point. It's going to be right after Taurus. Taurus is the sign of the bull, so look for a little bull symbol, and then right after that is Gemini. 0 degrees Gemini. And the reason why this eclipse was so energetically huge was because it brought in three waves of Gemini energy. Sunday was the first day that the sun moved from Taurus into Gemini, followed by the new moon in Gemini, followed by the solar eclipse. So we had three main events within 24 hours, and it just, boom, brings in this new energetic force. And an eclipse is really powerful because they're known for either causing some breakdowns or some breakthroughs or some big changes. They create an energetic imprint that can last for years. It's not just about Sunday's energy. It's not even about this week or the next 2 weeks. It's these energetic imprints that are brought in and they get activated throughout the next few years. In fact, today is an activation of an eclipse from back in November, and we are still dealing with energetic imprints from eclipses from the last probably 4 years. So it's all these different layers of energies going on. And depending on where this eclipse was in your chart will depend on what you're feeling and maybe what you're experiencing. And if you're not experiencing something right now, it sets the stage for the next 6 months. Eclipses happen in pairs, and we get two a year. I think 2010, we had three. Maybe it was 2011. But usually they happen in pairs. This is the very first one of 2012. And it's picking up where the spring equinox left off. Spring equinox was on March 21st. I don't want to get too confusing here with all these different dates, but essentially this was a big one. And what I'm going to do here is go through the 12 different houses. Now, I hope you have found your where Gemini is in your chart. If you have not, if you need more time, no worries. You can come back to this broadcast and listen to it again and go over where the different houses and find where your Gemini is at, 0 degrees Gemini. So if, take for example, your ascendant is 0 degrees Gemini, then that means the solar eclipse is conjunct your ascendant, and the ascendant is the appearance you give people in the world. It's how they identify with you. It's what you put forth as your main initial quality. Before they get to know you, but they would describe you in a certain way, and that's usually related to your ascendant energy. If the eclipse is on your ascendant or in your first house, this is about new beginnings in who you are, in your self-definition, physical appearance, and how you exert yourself, the way you present who you are to the world. And it's what you identify with to reach your full potential. Gemini energy is about communication, about travel. It's about our daily routines and our neighbors and our siblings. And it's how you use your mental abilities. So in the first house, this would be about how you are presenting yourself, maybe a new style of communication, maybe a new way, a new skill you want to learn on being a better presenter, or just you're going through a process of who am I? And this eclipse is going to maybe put you in touch with people who are going to give you that information. In the interest of time, I have to keep moving through these. I could talk a lot more, but I need to keep going. So now we're going to move to the second house. And the second house is about our values and what we claim for ourselves as being true. It is our finances, it is our self-worth, it is our personal resources and possessions. It's a very simplistic and humble energy. And if your eclipse is in the second house, there could be a change in your values, your personal value system. There could be a change in how you use your money. There could be something that comes to you to make you look at your self-worth. Again, this is about Gemini energy, so it's something that's going to be communicated. It could be a new thought process starts that gets you in touch with deeper levels of your self-worth. There's some kind of interaction that goes on. That's the second house. The third house is ruled by Gemini. And the third house is about communication, mental processes, everything related to how we relate to others, right, by speaking and sharing, It's what you do in your daily routines. It's your daily life. And if there's an eclipse in your third house, you could be changing how you spend your daily life. It could signify a move. It could meaning you move more during the day. If you have more energy to go to, I'm trying to think of what you would, the third house is all about communication. So I guess it's just an amplification of how you communicate with people, who you share with, who your close community is, and how you think. So in the third house, there's going to be something about kickstarting how you share yourself with your community, with your neighbors, with your siblings, your close community, I mean, your neighborhood. In the fourth house, this is where we put in our roots. It's our comfort zone. It's our emotional needs, our feelings. It's the parts of ourselves that are internalized. And an eclipse in the fourth house could signify changes in living accommodations, in your home. It could be a move. It could be something related to your family members and having maybe a family member move home, maybe a family member move out. What you need to feel at home. This is an internal space. It could also signify how you communicate your feelings. There could be some developments there. We're going to move now to the fifth house, which is the house about self-expression, creativity, risk-taking, playing, children. This is ruled by Leo. And in the fifth house, it's about what you create and what gives you pleasure in sharing. So an eclipse in the fifth house could mean new opportunities, a new feeling of wanting to take a risk, of new ways to play, of new ways of creating and sharing your communication skills. It could be breakthroughs with your children. It could be having a child for the first time or something related to what your children are doing. It's also about gambling, and it can relate to those things we want to do to just create more love in our life. It could be, if you're dating, it could be about new love interests coming in. Moving on to the sixth house. The sixth house is about responsibility and service. It's where we have discipline in our daily lives. It's also related to physical health, diet, hygiene, your pets, and how you use your skills and talents as a service to others. So an eclipse in Gemini in the sixth house would be about changing your communication styles around what you offer and what you bring to the world. It could be about changing your health routine, changing your diet. You could really come to terms with, okay, I need to improve how I am being disciplined in my life, and that relates to nutrition. So that's one example. Of course, there are many, but an eclipse in the sixth house is going to focus on service and your work environment as well. That's a big one, is your daily work life. Let's now move into the seventh house. Now, the seventh house will go right above that line that goes across the horizontal line. It goes up into the seventh house. And these next six houses are all about others. The first six houses were internal and how we relate to ourselves. It's sort of like our inner energy field. The next six houses are all about our external energy field and how we relate to others. And so the seventh house is about relationships, partnerships, cooperation, personal commitment, business relationships, and it's what you share in a relationship. So an eclipse in this part of your chart in Gemini could mean a new level of contracts or negotiations in a relationship, in a partnership. It could mean that you start a new phase of a relationship with someone, where if you're married, this could be about your relationship is taken to another level and you both want to be using better communication styles, or you want to share more. An eclipse is change. So there is something about the relationship that's ready for change. And with Gemini being so strong, it will be about communicating and saying your needs with that partner. In the eighth house, now we're moving into the area of shared resources. This is also the deeper, probably one of the deepest houses, in that it's about emotional transformation. It's commonly associated with death, sex, and rebirth. But just because there's an eclipse here doesn't mean a death is going to happen. It could mean a death of a certain type, meaning a part of you is being released and being transformed on a very deep emotional level. The eighth house is also about shared resources and support from others. It could be about detective work and mysteries, psychology, and taboos. It's associated with deep transformation. So an eclipse here is going to take you into some deep places at times so that you can really see yourself better and more clearly. It's really about getting to the root of who you are and what is unconscious in your life that you can make conscious. Then we're going to move up to the ninth house. The ninth house is associated with Sagittarius, and this is about concepts and ideals that are greater than oneself. This is about philosophy, higher education, religion and spirituality, adventure, belief, long-distance travel. An eclipse here could make you feel like you want to get out in the world and go farther and discover and travel and learn, to search for meaning, understanding. It can really amplify those parts of you that look for more. You're looking for something bigger. It could mean starting school again, education, higher education. It could mean many things, but it's that energy where we want to get out into the world and explore. Then we move over to the 10th house. 10th house is ruled by Capricorn, and this is about what you offer and bring to the external world. What do you have? How do you see yourself as an authority? It's related to career, status, rewards, recognition. It's about external manifestations of your talents. And it's really about your overall life purpose. An eclipse in the 10th house could bring about career changes, could bring about whether that be you start in a new role or your company is making big changes and your role changes. It could be something where you are recognized or rewarded. It's something that is going to happen in a professional. Normally, it's in a professional capacity, but it could just be that you realize you're an authority on the topic, and you now want to get out there and share it and be recognized as this expert. Now we're going to move to the 11th house, which is about group activities, friendships, the collective communities that we have in our lives. It's about humanity, networking, associations, all of these things that are about the collective and what you can do to relate to the collective and improve it. The 11th house has a lot of energy. It's very, it's associated with genius because you're innovative, you're thinking, getting these new ideas and information being downloaded. It sparks you. You could be sparked up by something. So an eclipse in this 11th house also relates to friends. And maybe there's changes in friendship. Maybe there's changes in communities that you belong to. Maybe you start a new networking effort or get active in a certain charity that is beneficial to humanity. I know these are all broad terms, but that's the idea, is that it's something that you are doing and offering to the collective for the betterment of humanity. It's also a rebel to fire up and say, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to do this anymore. This isn't right for me. And then you go and you create a brand new group or a brand new community. It's a very exciting house. Then we're brought to the 12th house. This is ruled by Pisces. And the 12th house is about your subconscious. It's related to idealism, spirituality, private matters. It's the part of you that is concealed from public view. And it also is related to internal transformations that are related to that deep spiritual questioning and awakening. An eclipse in the 12th house is related to spiritual development in its highest regard. Maybe it's instant awakening, instant awareness, instant realization about who you are and what you have to offer. The 12th house is known for wanting privacy and for keeping matters private, for potentially harboring secrets. So it could be that you also reveal some of your secrets and or others bring you their secrets, or something that was hidden comes to your awareness and you might need private time to think about it and figure it out more for yourself. The Gemini energy is a mental process, enhances your mental process. So whatever is ethereal and out there, a part of you will want to conceptualize it and understand it better. So these are all 12 of the houses. Obviously, there's more to incorporate because this eclipse will work with each person differently depending on your chart. So please take this as essentially introductory information and knowing that you can use it as a starting point to learn more. In the next week or so, I'm going to have more information on the ConsciousCoolSheets.com website about astrology so that you can really find what you need. I think that astrology is beneficial on many levels, but specifically for personal empowerment. And you don't need to be an astrologer to get this information and to understand it. The reason why I share astrological information is so that you can better find your answers. Maybe I plant the seed or I give you some ideas or a direction to go, and then you take it from there and really find your own answers and what fits for you and to incorporate your own spiritual understanding and mastery. I think that's the benefit of astrology, is that you don't have to be an expert in it, but it can be a wisdom tool that helps you master yourself and what you're here to do. I also believe that your astrology chart is just a starting point. You are not confined by your astrological chart. I will look at a chart and I see that outside circle, and it almost starts to dissipate and disappear for some people because they've done so much work and they've become so evolved that they're beyond their chart. So don't see the boundaries of it. See the potentials of it. There's so much there that's good. There's a lot of good stuff there, and I hope this is a nice starting point for you. I have some more astrology information I want to share, but I'm not going to fit it into this show. So I will put that on the back burner for next time. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you had a good time as I did, and I will talk with you soon. Thank you.
This is my moment. I waited all my life. I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.
The light. This is my moment.